So let's start with subject number one. April the 8th. I don't know if you've heard. It's been on all of our newscasts. There's
something going on April 8th?
I'll help you with that. There's a total solar eclipse that'll happen right over our head. Of course you know. State police and emergency management agencies and innkeepers and hotels. It's going to be an impact, and we're assuming it's going to be a big impact. So from law enforcement standpoint, the before, the during, the after you wanted to talk about this morning for that event.
Yeah, this is going to be an all hands on deck for our department, and I know with other departments in general, because we have a great shot through Indiana to see this eclipse. So not only are the people who actually live here going to be affected, but there's supposed to be thousands of people that are migrating to Indiana to watch this. So I guess this is a big thing. So yeah, we're coming up with some tips for people who want to attend that event or go out and celebrate it to prepare and be prepared for that event. Now, it's supposed to happen on April 8th between apparently 3 p.m. and about 3:12 p.m. Again, we should see a really good picture of the eclipse, and some areas in Indiana is going to get at least a 90% view of it. So this is the place to be to look at it. So we're looking, we want to get out information about what we can do maybe before the eclipse to be prepared. Again, it's going to be like our winter weather preparedness. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we have food and water with us, some snacks. We want to make sure that we have a full tank of gas, because there's a good possibility you may get stuck in long lines of traffic. So make sure you're filled up. We want to have our cell phone with us, with a cell phone charger. Again, we're expecting long times possibly after the event. So we need to prepare for that. We want to make sure we get our solar eclipse glasses so that we can view the eclipse safely. Uh-huh. And I've seen retail stores have those in their little checkouts and everything. So
on that particular note, Dr. McCreese is one of our sponsors and has been a guest as far as the safety part of your eyeballs. And some of those glasses are more safe than others. He got a little more specific with some letters and acronyms that I don't understand. But we'll have him back again, too, about the safety part of your eyes and everything. Keep going.
And we also want people to, like, research your routes, okay? We know that the major interstates are going to be, and highways are going to be bogged down, so you might have to take some county roads to get to your location there beforehand. So, again, try to have some prepared steps to go before the eclipse come, and then we're also talking about during. What do we want people to do during there? So again, we want people to avoid traveling during that time, because again, we want people to arrive early and be where they need to be at when it happens. During the eclipse, we don't want people stopping on the interstate, of course, nor the ramps or the shoulders.
Is there a worry that that is going to happen? I think, do we have some history about that from other eclipses?
There's a possibility, but we're trying to get the message out. We don't want people stopping on the interstate. And I mean, I hate to have to bring up some of these other topics, but we don't want people taking photos or videos while they're driving.
Oh.
All right, because Indiana is a hands-free state, and you can't have your cellular device in your hands while you're operating a motor vehicle. Again, it's kind of weird that we have to mention this, but we don't want people wearing their solar eclipse glasses while they're driving.
You're thinking of everything. I mean, really, you are, because you've practically seen everything, and all of those state police and law enforcement people have. Scott Keegan, Sergeant with the Indiana State Police, our guest on WMUN. We're talking about the total solar eclipse that happens April the 8th. Keep going with some more data points there.
So again, during the eclipse, again, we're going to be encompassed in darkness, but we want people to make sure that they have their headlights on. We don't want them to rely on their auto headlight switch for when we're in 12 minutes of darkness. So make sure you're traveling with your headlights on. And in that sense, because it's going to be dark, you need to be watching out for pedestrians going across, trying to get where they got to go to see the eclipse. So try to be leery of people walking across roadways.
Somebody said to me, you know, it's Indiana, you know, the weather never cooperates.
It's going to be cloudy.
It's going to be cloudy. Well, here's the thing. If it's cloudy, it still gets dark.
Yep.
I mean, it'll be pitch dark for a little while in the middle of an afternoon. So even if it's not sunny, we want for it to be sunny because that'll be the cool factor. But even if it's cloudy, it will get nighttime for several minutes and moments while it's at its totality. It's just wild to think, too. Have you ever experienced one of these before?
So I remember back in grade school.
Yeah, me too.
We had one, and I I remember viewing it through a Pop-Tart foil.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, one of those the sheets that Pop-Tarts come in.
Yeah,
we were able to like hold those up because they were like metal-ish, aluminum or whatever, and we could actually see it through there. So I have memories of elementary school.
When I was a little kid, Our Lady of Lourdes School in Little Falls, Minnesota, we sat on the front sidewalk of the school. Our back was to the sun. And our deal was, for science class, you know, you turn it into class. We had two sheets of paper, right? You're nodding because you know what I'm talking about. You poke a hole in the one piece of paper, and then you hold it kind of over your shoulder, and you're told, don't look at it. And you're not, today, I mean, April 8th, don't look at it. It's going to hurt your eyes. And you would watch the shadow on the second piece of paper as it moved across, and it was pretty cool. You could see it happen. I don't know if that's a... an endorsed way of watching it, but that's what we did when I was little.
You use what you got.
You use what you got. So. Scott Keegan, what else do you got on there?
So, again, after the celebration or after the eclipse.
And when everybody will leave all at once.
Absolutely. But we want to remind people that if you're going to celebrate during that time and possibly consume alcoholic beverages, we want you to be smart about it, have a designated driver, or utilize the ride sharing. Now, keep in mind, it may take them a while or longer to get to you, but plan ahead if you plan on celebrating and consuming alcohol during that time. The message we want to get out to people is you either, we want you to arrive early, we want you to stay longer, and then leave late, basically. So we want you to hang out for a while, make it a family event during that time, but we want people to enjoy celebrating with each other and let that post-event surge go, you know, try to wait until that happens. We want people to be responsible, clean up after themselves also, because as humans, we make a mess when we're at places, but we want to try to at least pick up after ourselves. And the biggest message that we have is during April 8th is we want people to just be patient, all right? Because I know emotions get high during traveling times and such things like that, but we want people to have patience with each other, show some grace, and avoid confrontation with other people.
And we talk about this a lot too, the patience part. Think of it this way, folks. Let's go to, I don't know, a Pacer game or a Colts game. Oh, here's a better one, Indy 500, okay? A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Go to the Indy 500, right? If when the race is over, an exciting finish, oh, it's a checkered flag or whatever, and then, you know, a couple hundred thousand people at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They all want to leave at once. It's always the ones that just stay put and let things kind of clear out a lot that have a way better time getting back home. What I always have done when I've gone to the race several times over the years is I do my radio duties and so on and so forth, and I leave slightly before the end of the race. That's another good trick, too. And then I listen to it on the radio to hear the exciting finish and whatever, whatever. However, leaving early for the eclipse doesn't quite work that way, right? Because when they get where they're going, they're going to want to, you know, stay for that checkered flag. All right. Anything else about the eclipse you wanted to cover?
You know, so most of the time, again, we have a website. Actually, NDOT has a website. It's TrafficWise, so it's 511IN.org.
I use it all the time.
Yeah, 511IN.org, and you can actually see what traffic looks like real time and maybe be able to adjust your route to leave the area. But most of the time, the area that we are in, you can just see it from your home. So that would probably be the best way to view the eclipse from the comfort of my porch, and I don't have to worry about other drivers or any of this other mess. So just everybody be prepared, be patient with each other.
All right, that's all April the 8th. Going backwards now, the first time we've talked to you since a couple of winter episodes, that Interstate 70 thing that happened in February, that was 19 or whatever cars or whatever. Wow.
Yeah, we had, I think our guys worked 20 crashes, 17 or 18 slide-offs, and they had like 15 assist motorists, so people who something went wrong on their vehicle and they had to take care of that.
Officer Kyle West works for the Indiana State Police. He's really good to shoot us some information from time to time, and I remember he was communicating with what he was seeing on the roads that day too. And you people are all doing great work for us. If somebody wanted to work for you, you're still in a hiring zone, right? You've got a deadline coming up.
Absolutely, we're still taking applications till April 28th. And if anyone's interested in applying for the state police, they can go to IndianaTrooper.com and put in an application again till April 28th. I mean, we're trying to take as many people as we can. I think we still have 25 in the recruit class now. So the chances of people making on are
excellent.
Elevated.
Good,
yeah.
Good. All right, Sergeant Keegan, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time and the in studio. We appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day.
I appreciate it. I always like coming on this station here.
We're glad that you're here. More to come on WMUN.